This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Swiss mandate forces pain notice on meat labels. Could ANZD be next? Switzerland has just shaken up the global meat aisle. From next week, every Swiss steak, sausage, litre of milk or carton of eggs must reveal if the animal was castrated, dehorned, beak trimmed, tail docked, or otherwise worked on without anaesthetic. A move, the Swiss says, will drag hidden suffering out of the shadows and onto the shelf. Imported products aren't spared. Exporters shipping into Zurich or Geneva will have to print the same bad news on pack. Animal rights group Viva calls the rule a watershed for transparency. Mandatory cruelty labelling is a step toward accountability and informed choice. Most people aren't choosing cruelty, they're consuming it unknowingly. With roughly 80 billion land animals slaughtered worldwide each year, the group argues the Swiss label forces consumers to stare that number in the face, rather than quietly glossing it with bucolic barn imagery. The Swiss ordinance lists the first culprits: beef or dairy from dehorned cattle, pork from tail-docked or teeth-clipped pigs, poultry from beak-trimmed hens, plus the usual foie gras flashpoint, and even frog legs. Retailers must spell it out in plain language, no QR code treasure hunt, and restaurants must flag affected dishes on menus. Could this have a ripple effect for Australian and New Zealand meat processors? New Zealand's Meat Industry Association is quick to remind us Kiwi farmers already tout world-leading welfare standards through voluntary assurance programs. Behind the scenes, however, Wellington-based National Animal Welfare Advisory Committee is mid-consultation on tougher sheep and beef rules, including pain management for husbandry procedures, according to the mpi.gov.nz. If Swiss-style labels catch on in Europe, NZ exporters chasing premium markets may have little choice but to match. A carton of vacuum-packed sirloin, branded No Tail Docking Pain-Free Guarantee, suddenly looks less like niche virtue signalling and more like market access. Across the Tasman, Australian producers are facing their own labelling skirmish. A live proposal from farmers would grade red meat packs the way eggs are graded: grass-fed, grain-fed, organic, hormone-free, and, crucially, welfare tier. Because consumers want the truth, even if it costs more. Meat and Livestock Australia has already bankrolled traceability pilots to prove on-farm conditions, while Canberra mulls how much intel a barcode should carry. For decades, the meat aisle has buried husbandry realities behind nostalgic farm logos. Switzerland just ripped off the band-aid. If retailers in Auckland or Sydney start fielding Swiss pain notices beside welfare-neutral local racks, shoppers will inevitably ask, "What aren't you telling me?" That question alone could push ANZ processors to preempt with their own transparent labelling, or risk looking like they've got something to hide. Currently in ANZ animal slaughterhouses, cattle are killed by a bolt through the forehead, sheep, lambs, chickens have their throats cut, and pigs are either gassed using CO2 or electrically stunned before having their throats cut. So the marbled ribeye may still sizzle, but from next week in Switzerland, it comes seasoned with a brutal footnote. Once consumers taste that level of honesty, it's hard to go back to mystery meat marketing. Watch this space and your labels. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.